Overview of Singapore's carbon tax policy and revenue projections in 2024. Singapore increased its carbon tax rate from $5 to $25 per ton of carbon dioxide equivalent, a fivefold hike aiming to reinforce its commitment as a regional climate policy leader. However, the expected revenue of $1 billion, $776 million, fell short by over 30%, with actual revenue reaching an estimated $640 million, $497 million. Key reasons behind the revenue shortfall: experts attribute the shortfall primarily to extensive tax exemptions and transitional allowances offered to industries heavily exposed to global competition. Despite the increased rate, relatively stable emissions and the lack of full taxation have dampened revenue growth. Impact of tax exemptions and transitional allowances. Transitional allowances, designed to ease the financial burden on sectors such as chemicals, electronics, and biomedical manufacturing, have significantly reduced taxable emissions. Reports indicate some companies, particularly in petrochemicals and refining, were exempted from up to 76% of their carbon tax liabilities in 2024 and 2025. International carbon credits and offset usage. Although Singapore permits the use of international carbon credits for offsetting emissions, uptake has been minimal to none so far. To address this, the government increased the allowable offset cap from 5% to 10% of emissions for 2025, aiming to enhance flexibility for businesses. Policy challenges and global comparisons. Similar to Singapore, other countries face balancing competitiveness with effective carbon pricing. For instance, Sweden provides prolonged tax breaks with significant rate reductions for emission-intensive manufacturers, raising concerns about potential dampening of emission reduction incentives. Future outlook and recommendations for Singapore's carbon tax. Singapore faces a critical juncture: how to phase down subsidies while maintaining business competitiveness. Strategic policy adjustments, greater transparency in allocation of allowances, and fostering carbon credit market participation are essential steps toward a more effective carbon tax framework. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.